Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد ألم يأنن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, He calls out to us and makes an appeal to us. And what I want everyone to understand before I get into this is, Allah is making an appeal and a demand and a call to us. Very clearly He defines it. This is not to the disbelievers. This is not to the Ahlul Kitab. This is not to the Mushrikeen. This is not to the people who denounce the idea of a God or a higher being altogether. No, Allah calls out to us. He says, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. People who have already believed. People who have already accepted Iman. They've accepted Islam. They've accepted this as the truth. Allah calls out to us. And He says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Hasn't the time already come? Is it not already time? Has the time not come? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That people with their tongues who are saying, yes, I am a Muslim, I am a believer, I believe in Allah, I believe in the Qur'an as the Word of God, I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am a Muslim. Has time not come for that person that his heart should shake and tremble and be filled with awe and inspiration? لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, for the remembrance of God, for the Qur'an. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and what we have revealed with from the truth. So hasn't the time already come that when this Muslim, this believer, the Qur'an falls on his ears, he's listening to the khutbah in the masjid, the imam is talking, he's listening to the recitation of the Qur'an in salat, he's listening to a CD in his car. Hasn't the time already come for that person that when he hears Qur'an, when he hears the message of Qur'an, his heart becomes filled with awe. And it trembles and it shakes before the greatness of his Lord. And the majesty of his Creator. And the divinity of his speech. This is a call to all of us. The time has come. أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And then Allah says, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Don't be like the people that came before. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And you know what's interesting about those people that came before? Allah says, أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. They also had a book. They also had prophets come and speak to them. They also said, we believe. This is the book of Allah. This is the prophet of Allah. But what happened? فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Time passed by, their hopes and their own ambitions, and their greed, and their own desires for this world, kept growing and growing and growing and increasing. Just like the fear of Allah, it starts to grow in the heart, and it eventually overtakes the person completely. Then everything he does with his eyes, and his ears, and his tongue, and his hands, and his feet, his complete body is in submission to Allah. That taqwa, that respect, that reverence, that fear, that cognizance, that awareness, that consciousness of Allah overtakes him to the point where he is in complete submission to Allah. Everything about him, everything from him is only in the service of Allah and seeking the pleasure of Allah. But likewise, Allah warns us. He warns us that when desires and greed and sins and we become more and more distant from Allah, and less and less of our heart is filled with the awe and the love and the greatness of Allah, then this starts to overtake a person. This increases. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah says their hearts become covered, encased, blackened. It gets overtaken. So Allah says, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ When these ambitions kept coming, and they kept going further and further away from Allah, and the message of Allah, and the love of Allah, and they lost that nearness, that relationship with their Creator, what happened? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts became hard. Remember Allah said, hasn't time come for your hearts to shake and tremble? Well, these hearts have become hard, solid. Nothing penetrates. Nothing moves. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا When the verses of the Qur'an are revealed, when they're read, when they're talked about, when they're understood, people of faith, people of iman, their iman increases. Their iman increases. They get closer to Allah. They reflect on life. That Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ A true believer is the person, when the name of Allah is mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ His heart, it shakes and it trembles. It's filled with the awe and inspiration on hearing the words of His Creator. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا When the verses of the Qur'an are revealed or recited to him, when he hears the Qur'an, what happens? وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا His iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ His relationship with Allah betters. He becomes closer to Allah. His reliance upon Allah. His trust in His Creator increases. And this is the spiritual empowerment of the Qur'an. Spirituality, when you say the word today, it conjures, it brings to the mind images of, you know, what is basically pseudo-spirituality. People think meditation, or people think that it's some type of, you know, yoga or Buddhist or Zen. And these are the type of things that come to mind today. These are the things people think today when they hear the word spirituality. But the Qur'an is filled with this. The Qur'an has a true spirituality. A message that Allah is calling to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, build a relationship with Him. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ The Qur'an says, Allah says in the Qur'an, to the Prophet ﷺ, that they will ask about me. Today everyone has a question about faith, about belief. What do we believe in? What do we believe in? What's God? Who's God? What is the true way of living life? They'll ask about me, but when they do, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ You tell them I'm very close to them. I'm close to them. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ I'm closer to them than their own jugular veins. I'm close to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ And the spirituality of the Qur'an, when he calls to me, I answer his call. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي So tell him to answer my call as well. When he calls to me, I answer his call, his prayers. So you tell him to answer me when I'm asking for him. When I'm telling him to do something. When I'm asking him to step up, you tell him to answer my call as well. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي And believe in me. Have firm faith in me. Don't be shaken. And this is the spiritual message of the Qur'an. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى Allah says when someone is distressed, someone is desperate, and difficulties come to him, troubles come to him, adversity like nothing he's ever experienced before. يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى Who answers his prayer at that time? Who answers his prayers? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ And removes the harm from him. It is Allah alone. So the spirituality in Islam and in the Qur'an is very simple. Build a direct connection with Allah. You have a direct one-on-one connection with Allah. You have a direct one-on-one relationship with Allah. No intermediaries, no one in between. There's no middleman. There's no one in between you and Allah. Call out to Him, pray to Him, connect with Him. Think about His greatness. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ Don't they look at the camel? How I've created it? The amazing qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can observe in these animals, in the way they function, the way they live. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Look at the sky, how I've raised it. رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. There's no pillars that you can see holding up the sky. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقَفًا مَحْفُوظًا. It's protective. It's like a ceiling over your head. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. How we've set the mountains on the earth. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. We've spread the earth beneath your feet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that what do people do? And that's why Allah says, come to me. This is the message of the Qur'an. Come to me. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِيَ تَقَشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Allah has revealed such a Qur'an. He has given us such a blessing that people who really truly fear Him, the hair on their body stands on edge when they hear the verses of the Qur'an. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And their hearts become softened for the remembrance of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to us and He says, where are you going? Where are you turning to other than Allah? Besides Allah, what else are you looking for? ذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. This is your Lord. What else is distracting you? فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. This is your Lord, the true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Everything else is a deception. Everything else is falsehood. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. What is turning you away from this Creator? اللَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who originates creation. And He is the one that will bring us back to life again. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. What is deluding you away from Allah? قُلْ فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ. What has possessed you that you seek solace in someone other than Allah? That you turn with your needs to someone other than Allah. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. You ask them who created the heavens, who created the earth. You ask them who helped you in your time of need. You ask them who created everything that you see. Who is the only one that can relieve your problems and your issues? They will always tell you one answer and one answer alone. From experience will teach them. If knowledge doesn't teach them, then experience will teach them that it is only Allah alone that can help you. قُلْ فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. Then you ask them, what's distracting them? What's distracting them? What has caught your attention? What has possessed you? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you even tried, you attempted. It's an impossibility. But Allah presents a hypothetical, a challenge. Even if you attempted, you were foolish enough to attempt to enumerate, to count the blessings of Allah in your life. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. It's impossible, you'd never be able to. Your life would end, but you would have never finished counting the sheer blessings of Allah in your life. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there any other creator in the heavens and the earth who sustains you, who feeds you, who takes care of you? Is there anyone else? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is no one worthy of worship but Him. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Then what's distracting you? If this is the truth, this is the reality, you understand this, you know this, then what's distracting you? ذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. This is your Lord. He is Allah. That to Him belongs the dominion. He is the owner of everything that you see and everything you don't see. No one worthy of worship but Allah. So once again, what's turning you away from Him? Why are you turned around in another direction? Why are you looking somewhere else? Why are you going somewhere else? What else is it? What has distracted you? ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He is the creator of everything in existence. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. And then Allah says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ. If you ask them who created them, لَيَقُولُنَ اللَّهُ. They'll say Allah did. But then once again, what's distracting them? فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Are they waiting for the day of judgment to come and snatch them up? أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. It'll snatch them up. They won't even realize that the time has come. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. The signs are all around them. A poet says very beautifully, an Arab poet, he says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. He says, in each and every single thing in this world, there is a sign leading you to the inevitable fact that Allah is one and He is alone. And that He is your creator. فَأَنَّا إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. Then what will they do? Once it's too late, when the angel of death has arrived, when time of death has come. And Allah tells us, time, death will come. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It'll come. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. They won't be given a second more or a second less. No delaying, no bringing forward. When that time comes, it comes. أجل. It's come, the time has arrived. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتُمْ ذِكْرَهُمْ. Then what will help them? Then all these reminders and everything. And after death, people will say, إِذَا جَاهَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. He'll say, oh Allah, return me back to the life of this world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. So that I may do a good deed where I may be messed up. I didn't make all the right choices. I'll make the right choices this time. So that I may give فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I might give some sadaqah. I might do some good deeds. I'll be pious this time. But they'll be refused the opportunity. On the day of judgment, when the decision is made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided people into their groups, the people of paradise, the people of hell, those people will say at that time, for whom Allah has decided punishment, رَبَّنَا أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Oh Allah, now we've seen. أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. Now we've seen, now we've heard. We believe now, إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. We believe, no doubts anymore. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Give us one more chance to do a good deed. But they'll be refused that opportunity. They'll be told, no. There's no more opportunity. There's no more good deeds. What you've done is what you've done. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The pious people, people who heeded the message of the Quran, people who built a relationship with Allah, people who connected themselves with their Creator, people who went directly to Allah and lived their lives in awareness, in consciousness of their Creator and what He wanted from them. A life that was pleasing to Him. On the Day of Judgment, they'll be gifted with a nur, with a light. And this light will move in front of them and on their right hand side. The Quran talks about all of this. Very vividly, the Quran speaks about this. And they'll be moving about with this light, and it will lead them to paradise. But something will happen. A conversation will take place. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All of a sudden, they'll be stopped. They'll be pulled over. They'll be stopped on the side. By who? People that they knew, people that they recognized. People that were familiar to them. People that will say, we lived with you. We ate with you. We lived in the same area. We went through the same things you went through. But these people will be people who didn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. They didn't connect themselves to Allah in this life and they had the opportunity. So they'll say, Unduruna, wait for us. Naqtabis min nurikum, let us take some of this light that you have. It's really nice. It's very useful. I could use this. Let me take some. فَضُرِبَ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. An announcement will be made to these people. Go back to the life of the world. You know that life that you lived? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَى. Where you did whatever you felt like doing. Why? It's my life. I'll do what I want. I'll live my life the way I want. So remember that life when you made those choices and you did whatever you felt like doing? Go back there. فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. That's where you get this light. What they have and what you want, you'll find it back there. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. A wall will be placed between them. They'll be separated. There'll be a door there. And the conversation will continue through the door. باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. On one side will be the blessing and the mercy and the tranquility and the peace and the benevolence of your Lord. And on the other side will be the punishment of Allah. ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم. Then they'll say, what? You forgot about us? Don't you recognize me? I know you. I was with you in that life. ألم نكن معكم. قالوا بلى. They'll say, yes, you were. No doubt about that. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. But you know what happened? You let yourself get distracted. You let yourself get caught up in wrong things. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَرْتَبْتُمْ You let time, you wasted time. You fell into doubt. I'm not sure about this. How necessary is this? Let me go look online. Let me go ask the other sheikh. And he gives you the same answer. Let me go ask the other sheikh. And he gives you the same answer. Let me go see the other sheikh. And you look and you look and you look and you look and you visit 10, 15 websites. You email all the fatwa services you can find. And after checking it about 45 different resources, finally one person says, no, it's okay, you can do that. Yes, see, I got the answer. I have the answer. He said, I can do it. But the other 45 people, no, they weren't reliable. That didn't matter. This is nafs. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, ask your heart. What does your heart tell you? So they will say, وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَرْتَبْتُمْ You fell into doubt. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ And your long hopes, and your ambitions, and your foolish dreams, and your greed, this deceived you. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ And it led you away, it distracted you from Allah. A horrible distraction. And then Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ He paints this whole, He gives us this whole scene. He describes this whole scene to us. This is what will happen. There's two groups of people. And once again, I'll remind you, He's not talking about disbelievers. Leave them aside. Let's those of us who call ourselves Muslim, whether it's by our own choice or we were born into a family, whatever the case might be. Those of us who are already calling ourselves Muslims. Allah first describes, amongst you realize, you can't see this, because it's hidden in the heart. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ And only Allah knows the condition of the hearts. But know this, for self-evaluation, that there are two major groups amongst you. One group will have that light. One group will benefit, will prosper, because of the sacrifices and the relationship that they established with their Creator in the life of the world. And the other group will the one who deprived themselves. No one deprived them. They only deprived themselves. And they ended up in the predicament that they're in. And the Quran describes it. And how hopeless their case is. And how there's no hope, there's nowhere to turn. And then Allah says, and I come back to the beginning, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ Hasn't the time already come? Hasn't time come now, finally? That you listen, that you heed, that you pay attention, that you realize, wake up. And build a relationship with your Creator. But now here's the catch. Here's where everything ties together at the end. And this is why the Qur'an is beautiful. Many of our shuyukh earlier today, they've talked about it, they've mentioned it. About the beauty of the Qur'an. This is the word of Allah. Nothing matches, nothing compares. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ And so in every intricate word and detail and letter, there are wisdoms and lessons and benefits beyond our comprehension and imagination. So what does Allah say? He doesn't just give us a message. There hasn't time come that you already build a connection with Allah. But then He gives us the route. He gives us the tools. He gives us the avenues through which we can pursue that connection. لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ This Qur'an. This Qur'an. Dedicate yourself to it. Learn it. Understand it. Implement it. Live it. Start living it. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ Allah gave it to you for guidance. In the first lecture of the day, He talked about all the beautiful characteristics of the Qur'an. Allah called it nur. It will enlighten and illuminate your life. It will illuminate the hearts. هُدَى It is a guidance. It will guide you out of any difficulty you find yourself in. But you have to go to it. You have to access it. It's necessary. The Qur'an demands it of us. That the heart reaches out for it. That the heart yearns it. And the heart desires it. So for this reason, we need to, the spirituality of the Qur'an, build a connection with Allah. Simple and plain. That's the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. It's simple, it's plain, it's easy. It's not convoluted, it's not confusing, it's not complicated. Build a connection with Allah, that's it. Go directly to your Lord. In your salat. And then recite the Qur'an in your salat. The Qur'an that you've learned how to read. The Qur'an like we heard the Shaykh Abdul Qadir recite today. Look how he was reciting the Qur'an. Fine, the voice is a blessing of Allah, some have it, some don't, that's fine. But at the same time we can learn how to recite it properly. Lafzan, lafzan, harfan, harfan. And then understand it. Ponder upon it. Sheikh Yasin was talking about it. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Multiple times in the Quran Allah says, what's wrong with you people? Think about it, ponder upon it. I've given you the greatest gift any human being has ever been given on the face of this earth. In the history of mankind. Never has a greater gift or a greater miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala been given to mankind than the Quran. It's the greatest of all the miracles given to the prophets. This is a miracle that we all live and we all experience. Some insight that some of the scholars have shared with us. When Musa alayhi salam, he places his staff in the sea, in the ocean, and it parts the waters. When Ibrahim alayhi salam is flung into the fire, and he's sitting right there, you can see from far away, he's sitting in the fire, not burning, sitting there. Quran tells us about all of this, right? قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُنِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَمًا عَلَى إِبْرَهِيمٍ فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ. The Quran talks about this. Those miracles, the people that saw them, their lives were changed. Things were never the same again. They could never see things the way same again. It was different now. They'd seen something that's unimaginable. And it was the sheer power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made that happen. They realized the truth. But what happened a couple of generations later? They heard the stories, just like we hear it till today. The Quran tells us about it. Does it have that impact on us? Musa alayhi salam, every Sunday school kid, every child, every person is talking about, learning about. The Ibrahim alayhi salam survived in the fire. Musa alayhi salam parted the seas with his staff. Isa ibn Maryam would revive the dead, would cure the blind and the leper by the command of Allah. But it's just, we say it and it's done. But the Quran, 1400 years have passed, and we are still experiencing the miracle of it. We listen to it, we recite it, we feel it, and our lives are changed by it. So the spirituality of the Quran, build a connection with Allah. Build a direct connection with Allah. Go to Him. Go and seek a relationship with Allah, a connection with Allah, by praying to Him, by pondering upon the verses of the Quran and His greatness. Dedicate yourself to the study of the Quran. And living the Quran. Implement salat in your life. And these are the routes. This is the spirituality of the Quran. Realize that this life is temporary. The Quran talks a lot about this. Life is temporary. The pleasures of this life are fleeting. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ. That's what this life is. It's laugh, it's play, it's games, it's a waste of time. It's a little bit of benefit, maybe. If even. But the life of the hereafter, لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. It is a real life. And so then, in the next verse Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And I'll conclude with this. Allah says, that know and realize, that Allah can revive the earth. He can bring the earth to life. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. After the earth has died, Allah can bring it back to life. What happens? The earth has died. What happens if it rains? Comes back to life. Allah is drawing a parable and a beautiful example here. That the hearts of people, they die sometimes. Like Allah said, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts become hard. And the heart has died. But Allah is telling us, He can revive these hearts. Through this Qur'an. This Qur'an will revive the hearts. Never despair of your situation. Never think that you've gone too far. Never worry about where you're at. Always know you can go back to the Qur'an and it will revive your heart. It'll breathe iman into your heart. Your heart will become alive again with the love of Allah. And then the heart flourishes. And taqwa, tawakkul, ita'a, qana'a, sabr, shukr. All these things come to life in the heart. You build a relationship with God. You revere Him, you respect Him, you trust in Him, you rely upon Him, you're happy with Him, you're content with Him, you're obedient to Him. All of this comes to life. And Allah says, قَدَ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Brings it right back to the first point. Allah is saying all of this, He's explaining all of this, He's giving you all these beautiful examples. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you think about it. So that you ponder upon it. You reflect on it. Comes back to the same place. And so I'll end everyone with this thought and this message. These are two verses of the Quran I talked about. For the last 35 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever I've been talking, I talked about two verses of the Quran. Two verses. That's it. And there's 6,000 plus verses in the Quran. Think about the wisdom and the blessing and the iman and the spiritual charge that's there, waiting for us in those verses. All I have to do, my responsibility is to go and take from it. May Allah give us the ability to practice everything we've said or heard. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.